This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Give it to me!
Hey everyone, I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where we believe in making delicious, thing-based podcasts that do right by you and fuel our passion for the planet. That's been our elevator pitch for more than 25 years, and it's why we're among the OGs of podcasting. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, I'm so glad we did this one today, because the original thing of copying company mission statements to be ours at the beginning of the show was how hilarious they were. And for like the past 3 or 4 weeks, it's been, actually, that's pretty good.
Like a little on the nose, I know. Yeah. The absurdity, congratulations, Producer Rich. I think the absurdity may be the way to go, and this is hilarious.
Delicious thing-based podcasts is exactly what we make here.
That's right. This, of course, not of course, there is no way you would have ever probably guessed that this is, in fact, from Silk, the makers of, what is it, like dairy-free milk and stuff?
Oh.
Soy milk. It's the soy milk people.
I was thinking chocolate for some reason. Isn't there also a Silk chocolate?
Maybe. They also, they make almond milk, creamers, and coconut milk. Mm-hmm. And spoonable dairy-free yogurt alternatives.
Oh, my dad would have worked for this company, probably.
Oh, and a protein nut milk.
Huh.
I'm gonna check that out because you know protein.
Silk. The other milk.
Silk. So the actual phrase is, we believe in making delicious plant-based food and stuff in our elevator pitch.
Oh, right. Pitch.
Otherwise, though, pretty much exactly.
Yep.
As is. Yep. Yep.
Well, my first thing is one of those things that you probably out there know, but we're the thing recorders of record. So I just want to make sure we've got an entry for Reply Guys.
Yep. I think that's actually, I'm really glad you did this because it's reaching a bit of a fever pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those important, like, we need to let you know that we know.
Yeah. You know that we know that you know that we know it's a thing.
Especially and now that Twitter has been 100% turned over to them.
And if you don't know Reply Guys, it's literally people who reply to your post, mostly on Twitter is where it's used, like Molly just said. But it's generally used to mean people like replying in a trolly negative kind of way.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, it's the guy who's like, no.
Actually,
Elon is saving the world. Actually,
the sun and moon are local.
You know what's really interesting though is that the kind of origins of Reply Guy was more like guys who are creepy and flirty with women.
Oh, that's the roots, huh? I actually didn't realize that.
Yeah, the roots are like it turned into sort of overall troll, but yeah. It started as a man who behaves in an overly familiar way and is always replying to the social media messages of a woman he doesn't know or is barely acquainted with.
Yeah. I am guilty of doing that to Anthony Carboni.
You're overly familiar with Anthony Carboni.
No, I don't know. Anthony's one of those guys that doesn't reply back. So for a while, I was like, am I being a reply guy? Because I'd reply and I'd get silent.
Just keep answering. Yeah. This is good, actually. Option two on Urban Dictionary, an annoying man who replies to social media messages in general, whether this annoyance is due to a perceived know-it-all attitude, excessive familiarity, banal arguments that the annoyed user doesn't feel compelled to reply to again and again, or a violation of some imagined pecking order.
Oh, interesting.
Which is hilarious. Like, I'm a blue check. You can't just be replying to all my comments.
You cannot reply to me. Excuse me. Yeah.
Interesting. Yep. Reply guy.
Reply guys, though, for sure a thing. And who knows for how long? Maybe forever. Hopefully not.
I'm telling you, they own the joint now.
They own that joint.
One, yeah. It's one big circular reply guy experience over there.
Someone must start a post for a reply guy to exist.
Ooh, true. So what happens when there are only reply guys left?
What can they reply to? Each other?
I suppose.
That cannot sustain.
It can't because, as Sharon Marie points out, they don't make their own content. They just complain. They exist to irritatingly reply to you, but never illuminate.
If there were only reply guys, would they eliminate themselves?
I mean, that's what we have to wait for, I guess.
Yeah. The reply-pocalypse.
The reply-pocalypse.
The reply-pocalypse.
The recursive collapse of...
the imply guy.
Oh my God, amazing. I'm going to take us away. We are dancing dangerously close to the edge. Yes. So I'm going to just go with Pixie Mandarins.
Pixie, what is the difference between a Pixie Tangerine and a Pixie Mandarin? I say, wondering if you even know, because I don't.
Yeah, I have no idea. I have only ever heard this unbelievably amazing, perfect fruit referred to as a Pixie Tangerine, which is what's on the bag. And then there's a whole article that's like, why aren't we talking about Pixie Mandarins the way we are Sumo Citrus? And I don't know what Sumo Citrus is.
Oh, I do. And I'm kicking myself for not picking Sumo Citrus as a thing. Sumo Citrus are mandarin oranges that are big, and they're called Sumo because they got the little bump at the top. So they look kind of like a sumo wrestler, right? With the small head and the big body.
Right.
And the beautiful thing about Sumo Citrus is that you use that bump to peel them. You just pop it open and then they just kind of come out.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay, well, so sumo, it's okay, though, that you didn't do Sumo Citrus, or rather, you no longer should bother because Pixie Tangerines are the new Sumo Citrus. Because the reason everybody liked Sumo Citrus, in other than like just how delightfully cute and lumpy and bumpy it is and easy to peel, is that it tastes freaking amazing. It's like the sweetest, yummiest. Okay, and then Pixie Tangerines, apparently the formal name is Ojai Pixie Tangerines, because I guess... I mean, I don't know why, because they grow in Florida.
They were
and
developed
California.
At the University of California Riverside Citrus Research Center in 1927.
What? Damn. Well.
So many questions.
I'm actually like flummoxed and amazed. And apparently they've been around, but now they're just kind of creeping into the mainstream because it was really like you mostly like got them. I don't know. I mean, you got them, they grow them everywhere, but apparently now, I mean, they use them in like scrubs, sprays, polishes.
Oh, wow.
And I recently had some, and they're the most delicious fruit. I mean, I think they're the most delicious citrus I've ever had. They're just like little candy bombs.
And they just look like a, if you ever get the Halo brand mandarin orange, that might be more familiar, but just they look just like any other mandarin orange, but they're a hybrid. They're of two different mandarin varieties. So it's the taste that's different, not the look.
Exactly. They look just like a little mandarin, but they taste like a delicious, yummy, citrusy candy thing. And apparently it's such a thing that I even found a story in the LA Times about how one of the best things to do in the late spring, or I'm sorry, early spring, like April, is go to Ojai and have Pixie Tangerines because they have an entire Pixie month.
Oh gosh, this sounds...
They have a month.
Is it? It's over, isn't it? We missed it.
We missed it. And
because that sounds delightful.
That must be why my sister-in-law got a bunch of them though, like because it was the big time or something. So they then will have a bounty during Pixie month, which is April. We're going next year. Mm-hmm. Local Ojai businesses offer a bounty of tangerine-themed dishes, drinks, and activities like a Pixie Tangerine Mocha, a Pixie Margarita, a Pixie Tangerine Kombucha, and Spa Ojai at the Ojai Valley Inn has an Ojai Pixie Tangerine Body Polish Treatment on its menu. But this is I know this is very California oriented. But what I'm saying is they are creeping out. I found a food blogger from April 2023 talking about how these Pixie Tangerines are like seedless and delicious and becoming more nationally known. So it's new.
Next year is going to be a mess, though. Everybody's going to know about them.
I know. Damn it. We better book now.
Book now
before we release the episode.
Yes. Live listeners, you have the advantage.
Also, good news for us. We can put them in the shop because you can order them on Amazon.
No way.
That's they are
the best.
Absurdly expensive
to order on Amazon.
But they will be in. You can get 4 pounds for $46.
That's ridiculous. That can't be what they would cost at a grocery store.
I don't think so. No, but
that's like taking advantage of somebody who doesn't know how to shop around. Excuse me.
Yeah, it's not smart. Don't spend that exactly. But if you do spend it, you know, with our,
yeah, because just going through Amazon itself, Amazon Fresh will deliver you 3 pounds of mandarins for $5.69. I can't imagine the pixie mandarin would be that much more expensive.
Here we go. I found Ojai pixie tangerines for 4 pounds for $32, which is still insane.
That's still a lot.
But support us. Exactly. You get it, Sir Eternity.
Oh, we need to put the pixie mandarin tree.
Dude, I would
$300.
Whoa. I want to grow them at my house. They are right? So good.
If you can make them work, that's amazing.
They're so good. So this might be a little bit local, but I'm telling you, they're coming. They're coming to you.
Yep. I believe this one's still kicking. I've had this on my list for a while. The Allure article that I have to go with it is from May, but it's called the Heim Cut. Have you heard of this haircut, the Heim Cut?
Oh, boy. I have not, but the I clicked Heim the link.
Cut. Is based on the Japanese word for princess, and it's sort of a take on a historical princess haircut, blunt frontal fringe, and then face framing side pieces with the rest of the hair long and straight down the back. So if you've ever seen somebody with the bangs and the fringe on their cheeks and then everything else is long, that, my friends, is the Heim cut.
Is the Heim cut. That is so interesting. Wow, you really need like a straightener / curler to make this fringe just so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A Heim cut, this is important, everyone, is not for the faint of heart. It's a style that requires heavy maintenance and upkeep. But it works best for those who like to have fun and reinvent. This is a good one. I mean, I did not come across this, and it's incredible.
Yeah. And you'll see it now. You'll see it on TikTok. You'll see it on a celebrity. It's certainly all over the K-pop world right now too, but yeah, it's
That's cute. I like the slightly longer version of the fringe. I've seen this in a movie recently too. I'm trying to think of which one it was. Yeah, cute. Good look. Good catch. Love it. The Heim cut. Now you know.
Yeah, I won't be getting one because it would take me 7 years to grow my hair that long.
I won't be getting one because I'm too old.
I don't know. I think you can pull it off, Molly. I believe in you.
That haircut, the upkeep. Once they say not for the faint of heart, no, that's
reason. Yeah, nah. That's the reason not to get.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah. I'm a wash too busy. And go. Exactly, wash and go.
Ain't got time for the Heim.
No.
Cut.
I just gotta stop and celebrate that one. It's thank amazing. Okay, this is like one of those things that, again, is not new, but I didn't realize that it had taken over, that it had spread like the blob.
Mm-hmm.
The many, many, many years ago when I went to work for the New York Times, it was the first place I had ever seen that had one of these elevators where you go and you punch in the number of the floor you want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Then it tells you what elevator to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get in that elevator and it takes you to that floor. And there are no buttons on the inside of the elevator.
Yes.
And now, and I was like, this is so precious and somehow totally controlling like the New York Times. Like it was emblematic of the whole Times person. Now that elevator is the only elevator. And I don't know when it happened because apparently maybe the pandemic sneaked in between and everybody replaced their elevator.
Yeah, right. They're like, wow, might as well replace the elevator.
But I was in this hotel in New York. I've stayed in a million times and it has those elevators now. I was in the Salesforce building and it has those elevators. I was in some other corporate building and it had those elevators. And then like yet a fourth building that was retrofitted with those elevators. And I was like, what? Why? What is happening?
It's the new control system. I don't pretend to know enough about it to know whether you have to also replace mechanical stuff, but it's, I think it's more efficient because
probably,
there was a hotel we stayed at that had this and I loved it because even when it got busy, you kind of knew your car was coming. Right. Whereas
totally
it, with the old style, it's like, well, I pressed up and then you're just watching like, oh no, they're stopping. Outside. Oh no, they're not. And it probably only works when you have more than two elevator banks, I would think.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it with two. I've seen it with three though.
And I, just so you know, like I tried to duck this, like I don't know what to call it. The thing where you punch in the numbers on the outside, but it is, I'm sure it's more efficient. I'm sure it prevents people from it. It sort of clusters people in the right elevator.
Yeah.
So you've got like everybody who's going to a certain either bank of floors or floor.
It's so a large lift model.
It's like a large lift situation.
that was an LLM.
It's the LLM. Yeah, I got it. The LLM of elevators. It probably also keeps. LLM
innovator.
Sounds like I'm going to keep going. I will. I'll get it right.
I'm gone. I'll
keep editing real time. Come back.
Okay, I'm back. Yes, you were saying a valuable thing that people should hear rather than what I was saying.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know. We pass no judgment on this show. It's not a value. It's not a value situation. But yeah, honestly, I don't know. And I'm sure it keeps kids from like pressing every button.
Oh, yeah, right. There's no
down on pranking.
There's no pranking on the inside. Yeah.
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 I personally find it weirdly stressful and I don't know why. Like, I'm afraid I got in the wrong one or I'm immediately going to forget the number of the elevator that I'm supposed to get in.
Oh, yeah. 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 That has happened to me.
Really? And then you ended up in the wrong place?
Yeah, well, I didn't end up in the wrong place. It was like, did that say A or B? And then, because at that place, it was A, B, C, D, E, I think. They had a bunch. And so then I just had to stand there waiting, like, I hope only one opens up and I hope it's mine. And I did. And it was fine. But yeah. I don't like elevators. I think I've mentioned that on the show before. I've got a little phobia, a little irrational phobia. And I like these. You would think this would make it worse. But for some reason, these don't bother me. I feel like it's because. Like there's something because it's totally irrational, right? This is I can sit there and tell myself all day long, like people ride in elevators all day. No, it's just a natural thing. But because it's telling me like get in this elevator, I think it just tricks my brain into thinking that's the safe one. It knows,
right?
I don't know why.
Right?
Yeah.
No, I could totally see that. I like that, and it's also just like don't worry, you've gotten in the right elevator. You're going to it makes it feel like it's more of a system and less just one standalone elevator.
Yeah, like it's self-contained, right? Yeah, yeah.
It is really interesting. I mean, definitely it seems like efficiency is the reason.
Mm-hmm.
But I am just sort of curious about like when they all appeared.
That's a good one.
Because they just have all appeared all of a sudden.
It is the new elevator thing.
Yeah.
Anyone who works for Otis or anybody else in the audience, please let us know.
And like weirdly, I'm sure you're out there. I know you are.
Oh, we know. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You're out there. And you will write us feedback@itsathing.me like that Charlie did with a hair thing. Dear RMT, I'm seeing more and more men with great hairstyles like Ted Lasso's from the show Ted Lasso. No more of those silly, stupid shark fin styles. Lots of big hair with a mock comb over. Y'all rock. I think he means we rock, but he could also mean all y'all with the cool hairstyles rock as well.
Oh, yeah. That's what I assumed, is that he meant all y'all with the Ted Lasso hairdos.
Yeah.
Which is just a very like old-fashioned borderline pompadour.
Yeah.
I would say.
Just in time for me to go bald. Good job, things.
That's cool, too. That's so interesting, though, is I wonder if what he's saying is just like that the good old-fashioned, good or I pass, again, no value judgment here, but the quote-unquote men's haircut. Like when you go to a barbershop and they just have like a poster and it's like men's haircut. If you were to ask for that, you would get the Ted Lasso pompadour.
Yeah, is that now the substitution for the shark fin style? Was that the one before, if you just asked for the men's haircut?
You would get that little, the spiky little shark fin thing. Now you have a nice, nice swept back combo. I mean, that is a nice haircut. I looked it up. You're right. Yeah. That's a good looking haircut. I like it. I'm seeing like a few too many, honestly, like I feel like go bald or be Ted Lasso or something. Cause I'm seeing a few too many. I'm in my 50s and I have the spiky rocker hair.
Oh yeah. No, no. I go with number three on the map. with a two on the side fading to skin.
Oh my God. That is so barbershop. That's so cool. I love it. I also love that we have two haircut things in here today.
Yeah. No, that's great.
Matt wrote in with the inside scoop on a nutrition trend. This pun will make sense in a minute. Hi, Molly, Tom, and Rich. I work for one of the best-selling protein powder brands, and I can tell you that protein powder, and especially pure protein powder, is a thing. I'm currently working on several projects involving large orders for a well-known wholesale store. I believe that this is part of the largest macronutrients trend of balancing your carbs, proteins, and fats. One more up-and-coming brand, however, are geared more toward fiber. So for your diet. So he says, I wouldn't be surprised if fiber is the next weight loss fad.
Oh, that's a good call, Matt. And that
is so freaking good.
Inside scoop indeed.
I know. That's so you guys, when fiber comes, like Matt gave us that. I 100% believe this too, because I'm starting to see a lot more articles about like people being like, women don't get enough fiber and da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. But dude, protein is freaking huge. Remember we talked about cottage cheese?
Yeah.
The powders.
Matt. Okay, everybody.
And the macro counting. Oh my God, we have it.
when you're at that conversation point at some point, and that person is telling you like, well, the thing you really need to be doing is fiber. You can be like, oh yeah, Matt at It's a Thing told me that already.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I heard about it.
Please do that in that voice.
Also, I really want to know what pure.
I laughed at that too. I was like, pure.
Is it just?
I'm sure there's like a legitimate definition.
Is it ground up marrow? Yeah. Like what? Pure protein mouth.
What do you cut protein with that makes it not pure?
Yeah.
Cocaine. Gary wrote in with the inside scoop on a fashion trend. Hey there. Greetings from the happiest disease vector on earth. Oh, Gary works at an amusement park. Hence the joke.
I get it.
In a recent episode, Molly was talking to Rich about jeans with no front. As you may have guessed, I work at a rodent-based theme park in Anaheim, California, and I see all manner of fashion choices, including jeans that are mainly holes. Then, today, I saw a woman wearing what appeared to be denim chaps, white with a floral pattern, over a pair of Daisy Dukes. Large cutouts exposed the front and back of her blue denim shorts. I.e., they were jeans that were pretty much only the legs. That's a first for me. Warning, I duck-ducked women's denim chaps, and some of the results are NSFW.
I know I say this in almost every show, but this is the most incredible email we have ever gotten.
Well done, Gary. Well done, my friend.
Wow. I'm trying to break this down to its component parts so that I can understand what the hell I just heard. Denim, white denim chaps with a floral pattern.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so and we know denim chaps sort of have like a garter design, so they hang low.
Mm-hmm.
With Daisy Dukes underneath? I mean, you're right. It's unsearchable. But yeah. I need a visual. Like this is, I'm a visual learner in this moment because wow.
And of course, there's no picture, as there should not be.
No,
that's... I kind of wish there was.
I kind of do, too. Wow.
Just for illustrative purposes.
Yeah. All right. I may open up an incognito tab. And
that's a smart move.
Yeah. Check that out later. All right. Larry wrote in on a taste of the summer. Dear It's a Thingers, I think maybe I have spotted the taste of summer. It's definitely not entirely new, but I've seen it in some places. Strawberry lemonade. Strawberry lemonade JoJo's are out, the Trader Joe's sandwich cookie, and they are amazing.
Wow.
Here in Central Ohio, the Kroger's are now carrying store-branded strawberry lemonade seltzer, which has been a hit in our household. And while playing disc golf this week, a buddy was drinking strawberry lemonade Natty Light.
Wow.
He claimed it was good. I passed. Side note, have you discovered have you covered disc golf, because it definitely became a thing over the last couple of years, but I've only been listening for the last year.
I feel disc like we did. Back. Didn't we cover it like a long time ago?
I mean, I think we covered it a long time ago. Maybe it's re-researched. So
it probably needs to be re-covered. Thank you, Larry.
Also, everything about this email makes me want to move to Ohio.
Strawberry lemonade seltzer on the porch in Ohio after visiting the Kroger's in a game of disc golf. Yeah.
Like, what about that is not awesome
listening to the locusts and going, sure is humid.
Right? I just bought a house.
Never have Redfin open when you're reading the emails, Molly. Come on. You know this.
Click, click, buy.
How many houses in Ohio do you have now?
Every time we talk about Ohio, I buy a damn house.
Another damn house. We almost missed Amber. Amber has some thing-formations. Hi, Molly, Ooh. Tom, and Rich. I work for one of... Oh, no, wait.
Yeah, yeah. No, that was the same.
We did, that was
we Amber. Did that one.
Wait. Hold on. Matt, well, I work
either
for
from
one
Amber or Matt.
We have the same... Oh.
I know.
Okay, could be Amber. Or we're getting spammed.
About protein.
Or there was a cut and paste error.
Yes. But, so thank you either Amber or Matt for writing in about the protein powder. We will check this in our inboxes and get it right next week.
We do have a voicemail, though.
I know.
Here we go.
Hey, this is Remy. I wanted to comment on your bird watching topic. In the hobby game industry, there's a very popular board game that came out in the spring of 2019, I want to say, called Wingspan. And the theme of this game is birds. On each card in the game is unique. It's a different bird from North America. And you're just trying to play the birds out. Each one has different abilities. It's a beautiful game. It's maybe a little more complex than something like Ticket to Ride or Catan or something like that, but very accessible, very popular. There have been multiple expansions for it. There's one that covers birds from Europe, one from Oceania. The most recent one is from Asia. And even still, it is one of the top-selling board games in the hobby industry. It sold nearly 2 million copies, which is a ton. The name of it, again, is Wingspan. And that just, I think, fits right along with what you guys were saying about birding being really something that people are interested in.
Thank you, Remy, for that. That is fantastic. It fits right into our things. Molly, did you actually understand anything, or were you just bathing in Remy's voice the entire time?
I literally was just about to say, you know, I didn't hear any of that. If you could just play it again, that would be great.
Hey, this is Remy.
Thank you. Is it objectifying if it's just a voice?
Hard to say. Jury's still out on that one. Yeah.
For those of you who may be new here, I would just like you to know that Veronica Belmont and I have been doing this since, like, what, 2008?
Yeah, at least. if not a couple years more, but yeah.
This is an old bit, and it never gets old, because damn.
Also, Remy, it's like time hasn't passed for you, my friend.
It's like
That's
how
amazing.
You don't age.
Yeah.
Doesn't age.
Well done. And good info. Better. Good info on top of that. Wingspan. Who knew?
I assume so. Yes. Yeah. Meanwhile, no, I did hear that and that was fascinating. And I feel like I should probably try it. And also in the interim, our friends in the Discord filled the chat with pictures of freaking jean chaps.
Jean chaps. That's what Gary was describing. Oh my gosh.
Over, like, you know, over some undie pants or Daisy Dukes.
Found some floral patterns too. You all are amazing.
Unbelievable.
Well done.
Maybe just one more time. Maybe just like a...
Hey, this is Remy.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks. Anytime. We have the file. You can have.
Once there's like a phone commercial. It's like, can you send that to me? Yeah, can you send that to me? No reason.
Just cause. Thanks.
Just because. Okay, time for the shout outs. Thank you to those of you who support us. In fact, all the people who are in the Discord right now chatting with us are patrons of the show. They have supported the show financially at patreon.com/itsathing. And some special members of It's a Thing support us at the shout out level, which means that producer Rich handcrafts an unbelievable work of art in which we shout you out specifically. And this week, These shout outs are based on a Forbes article about the best pickleball paddles.
Pickleball!
Thing of the year.
Fantastic. All right, I'll start us off. Here we go. As tempting as it may be to strike Jake Woods with all your might as soon as Gabriel Cohen is lofted over Eric Duncan, you'll still want a Valor Trucks that prioritizes control to ensure technical Lara Abels lands where you expect them to. And the AJ Venturella EX 6.0 is a standout performer in that regard.
Rated highly among former Andrew Bradley players that are used to playing with larger Joe Hoods, Kevin Sill features a rough textured skin that allows you to put more spin on Morris Jones, and a larger Lee Price makes up for potential mistakes. So while Louis Saint-Amour may be a bit pricey up front, you can grow with this Mike Akins and take it to tournaments once you're ready to level up your James C. Smith. Do not
patrons.
Strike Jake Woods with all of your might.
Patrons at the shout out level, tell us the favorite phrase you've been in. Feedback at itsathing.me.
And thank you for supporting the show. Patreon.com/itsathing is where you can join your friends in the Discord and get an ad-free RSS feed. You're why we do this.
Indeed. You can also support the show by buying the houses in Ohio or tangerines through our affiliate links. Look for them in the show notes or at our shopping page. itsathing.me/shop. And don't forget that email address, feedback@itsathing.me.
See you next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.